Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man.
You guys want to come to the petting zoo with me?
Sure.
I think watch what you step in. There's some duck poop.
I brought a can.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate that. Man. Oh shit, look at that one. I think it's giving birth. Oh no, it's
is that
miracle.
Jim Carrey?
That's Jim, it's Drew Carrey.
Yeah,
it's all
one,
it's all
one's humping my leg, man.
The following
get it off.
Is
get it off.
For mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition!
Ripped and wrapped.
That's right, episode 71.
Viper.
Yeah.
Comedy.
That's right. Oh, we got Derek Kennedy for comedy tonight. Yay!
Improv.
Uh-huh. Come on. Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Jocularity.
That was jocular.
Rips and Raps. The Whistle and Dish Program. Starring Nick Furious.
Hi there.
And friends.
Hi there. How
Hi.
Are you guys doing? Oh, my
We're
God.
Friends.
If you're in the studio tonight, make some noise. Right now.
All
right. Thank you so much for joining us on episode 71. I'm your host, Nick Furious. Welcome to the Whistle and Diction Hour. I got some great things planned for us tonight. I have some wonderful guests. I'm going to start to my left right now. We have Miss Sarah Kennedy, comedy extraordinarist, right here in the house tonight. Welcome.
Hey, hi.
Welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
You're awesome. You're very funny, and people should know about you. You dwell in Albuquerque, but do you travel around a lot and do comedy in other cities?
Yeah. As much as I can in Denver and a couple places in Texas, all over.
Nice, and I like the accent.
Uh-huh.
We're going to hear more from Miss Sarah Kennedy. Are you related to the Kennedys? And this is just, do you get
no.
this? Man, that's, you're no fun then.
I
all right,
know.
Forget it.
I'm poor.
Forget you. Moving on. I'm kidding. We're going to hear some comedy from her later, and of course, she'll be here all night. We've got my good friend Chris Chavez of Good Green fame. What's going on, Chris?
What up?
What up, man?
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. You've got your guitar tonight?
I do. Just an acoustic.
Yeah, just an acoustic guitar. So we're going to hear from Chris throughout the night. Thanks for bringing that. I love it.
Hey, thank you.
The show is much better with you all being here tonight as well. So
I love you guys.
I have another guest in studio tonight. I don't always have so many. I have actor and, I guess, editor, filmmaker. He'll tell you more about himself. His name is James Blackburn. What's up, James?
Hey, good howdy, man. Thanks for having me on. It's going to be awesome.
It's already awesome, man. It's already awesome.
Good.
So, you're in the movies. What? Tell us your claim to fame. I know you were just in a big Hollywood production. Tell us real quick what it was, and we'll get into it later.
All right. I was second team for Army Hammer on The Lone Ranger last year for almost 7 months.
Wow. Incredible. And you work directly with Johnny Depp?
Yes, I did. Every single day for over 120 days, I believe.
Wow. You must have established a special bond. Do you guys write letters? Is there any holiday exchange? You guys do like Secret Santa?
No, I wish.
Kind of. I
no,
wish.
No.
For your sake, I wish, too. What would his gift be? Here's an island. Enjoy.
Yes. That would be awesome. Maybe a helicopter or a motorcycle, you know.
Or a rabbit vibrator? I mean,
eyeliner.
I don't
know. Yeah.
A what?
Great.
Eyeliner.
There you
yes.
go.
He did give me some guyliner tips I'll tell you about later. So
that's what I love about this show. We do not hesitate to jump right into real life. That's cool. Well, we're going to talk more with James as we move through the show. I'm excited that you're here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, man. I'm happy to be here, too.
All right. Well, as I said, this is episode 71 of the Whistle and Diction Program, brought to you each and every week on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Mountain Time. You can stream it at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Big ups to Project U Radio. Also, all week long, and this is how you get to iTunes, you go to riffsandraps.podomatic.com, stream it there, download it there, or again, it puts it on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes and look for Riffs and Raps. That being said, I need to catch my breath. Whew, man. Is anyone else sweating in here? Just
it
me.
It is getting a little hot.
It's almost, it's going to rain or snow. It's raining. Hopefully it snows. Has anyone snowboard in the room?
Oh, I don't.
No skiers?
I ski.
You ski.
I fell down on skis once a lot of times. It was pretty fun.
So I'm really in a room with not a lot of people who like to ski. Anyway, you're listening to this Wednesday's episode. I would call it, I think we're going to just have to call it Bitcoin, because I've been discussing a lot about Bitcoins lately, and I want to know more about this weird philosophy of a Bitcoin. It's not any weirder than money is, right? I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's just like monopoly money that has meaning behind it, which is just like every kind of money.
Right, because there's no gold backing up money anymore, right? Sarah Kennedy, you're smart. Did you go to college?
I did.
Where'd you go to college?
UNM.
UNM, give it up for the Lobos. We're going to bring you into the songs right now. Welcome to the Rips and Raps Hour. Chris, feel free to join in with the musical element. I'm going to do what I do, and we'll get back to these guests as we move through the night. Come on now. Normally, I'm not the only MC. So if anybody out there wanna spit a rhyme or just sing up on the MIC, please feel free. But come down the yellow brick road to Oz when the furious takes you off on a different treasure hunt. Yeah, what's going on? Tiger uppercut, you knock you down like Sadat X and Sagat X. You get up and you know what's happening. It's Street Fighter, Ken and Ryu with the Chun-Li. Y'all kinda chunky. I prefer my Jiffy with the lumpies. Yeah, come on people, I like my oatmeal lumpy. Oh, come on, come on. This is the show, the Rips and Raps Radio Network. Come on, Chris, where's your network? I hear you back there, sir. I hear you back there, sir. We got James Blackburn in the cut tonight, working with Armie Hammer and the Johnny Depp, right? Take a step to the left, take a step to the right. I'm the Lone Ranger, you can call me Danger. Danger, danger, I sprained my ankle. I rip wrangling down this road like Rango. That's a Johnny Depp reference with the referendum. The circumference of my angle is what I break it down to, divided by two. Yeah, yo, come on people, it's the Rips and Raps. Over most deaths, yo, I shoot it like craps. And you better get ready to death. Anybody wanna pack up the pipe, pack it up over there and put the flames to the old green hair. Yeah, Chris Chavez a good green on the mic, so let me hear you get clean. Come on, son. Hip-hop broadcast brewed up with witches brew. Yeah, give me that Shrek. You know the Muffin Man on the Drury Lane Trek? Nah, I'm joking because I watched Shrek 2 with my girl last night. It was such a love story. You have me springing and swinging around the room. I love the County Crows, accidentally in love with my little and my big toe. Oh, I kissed a toad, walked down the yellow brick road. That's a sacred reference again. What's up with that eye shit? I'm not big on the new movie with James Franco, but the old one's a classic. Yeah, where's my Yankees fans at? Because I don't like you. I'm a Sox fan from the White Sox, man. Represent Chicago win. I'm a Chicagoan, represent my people like the D-Rose. Do a little crossover dribble flow, cause my nose dribbles, yeah I got the toes dribble. What's up y'all? You can check this podcast out every week, and if you like it, come get up on the email at ripsandrapshow@gmail.com and send me some radio drops though. So Miss Sarah Kennedy, let me ask you, what's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Captain Crunch was it.
Can you tell us why?
Oh, because crunchier than most cereals, and I even like it when it's soggy.
So you like it soggy?
I like them both ways.
You go both ways when it comes to Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Just that's the only.
That's it.
What now? Okay, no. Does anything come second to Captain? Like a close.
Frosted Flakes.
Okay, so you're not into like the Fruity Pebbles and the chocolate stuff.
I like Fruity Pebbles, but I can't. It gets a film on the top of my mouth.
The film. I know, James, you know what she's talking about. Are you a breakfast fan? Cereal, like a cereal fan?
Kind of. I mean, I'm more of a Cheerios, cornflakes guy. I like
Cheerio. Cheerio.
Sugar, a little bit less sugar for you.
You know, if you watch the commercials, it'll save your life. All that fiber and the B going through your, like, inside of you.
Hey, you know, when you get older like me, you enjoy your bowel movements to be normal, so you try to do everything you can to ensure that.
Yes, and I do want to encourage all the men over there over the age of 40 to get a prostate exam. This show's about being funny, but that's not a laughing matter. It could save your life.
It really could.
It could save your life.
I'm going to get one on the show right now.
That's a great idea. Rips and Raps next week. We're going to have a live colonoscopy. You won't see it, but you'll hear it. It'll put a mic on where it inserts into the... Anyway.
It could save a life.
it could save a life. I mean, would you? I mean, wouldn't anybody want to save lives? Damn, you brought tacos. Speaking of life savings.
Yes, we got plenty of awesome people in the room with us and fun things to eat.
Yeah, that's right. Chris Chavis in the studio tonight. Sarah Kennedy in the studio tonight. That's right. James Blackburn in the studio, right? Furious coming like a meteorite. Come on now. Put your hands up. Come on now. Come on, you do it, yo. Come on, people. It's almost the Thanksgiving. But you gotta give thanks for the way we keep living in this American pasture. Everybody's got the posture, but everybody's eating pasta. Think about them rosters. Them people living underneath the poverty line. And they got nothing but the dirt and the grime. And they probably happier than you or me. They ain't got a smartphone and they got the old school TV with the rotary. Dial up the phone so you get up on the phone and talk to people in places. And they ain't got no computers and ways to connect. But sometimes ignorance is bliss, and if I have to interject, so come on people, now you gotta get it over with. One day a week, put technology down, get over it. I'm trying to do it, man. I'm just a slave to the game. They got me all plugged in like the Matrix, I claim. I'm like, what? You could call me something, you could call me Neo, but if I take the red pill, will I come back to be yo? And I can lead you to the promised lands. It's the Rips and Raps podcast, freestyle up on your hands, so put them up, man. Got some famous people in the house. Both people in here have been on the Stephen Michael K. Sada show. So where's my quesadilla at? Hey, come on, Skyler, let's eat some Breaking Bad chips. And from Arizona all the way to get back to New Mexico, we flex in the film industry's the best. People put the time and energy into it. So give it up if you're in the film industry and you live in New Mexico. All those people are really doing a good job of keeping the scene moving in the back. I love it. We've seen a lot change in the last few years. Would you say one thing that you've experienced that you really thought has improved since it started?
Just it's steady. I mean, since 2005, it's pretty much never stopped. There's always a movie or a television show being made in New Mexico. So.
Well, I think next we need to try to make some porn movies in New Mexico. Come on, people, who's with me? Like cats on dogs and dogs on sheep and sheep on a camel and the desert heat. Now I'm just joking, but I'm poking like Sahara. Spit it out without a doubt. We got the route coming. Come on, people, stop bumming. New Mexico's a dope place. We got fake silicone tatas and people got the tater titties. And I'm just joking around trying to be witty. But in New Mexico, it's just a small ass city. People crabs in the bucket trying to pull you down. That's why I love the comedy scene, cause y'all people are around. Give it up to Black Mike and what's going on, Matt Peterson, and everybody in the game. What's up, sons? I got more to say, but I can't think of them right now, like Rusty. Oh, come on, man, that dude's crazy. There's many people doing what they do. So what can you say about the comedy scene lately, Miss Sarah Kennedy?
It's the best ever. It's my favorite.
I love the smile. It's the smile on her face is not mistakable. You loving what you're doing?
I do.
You love your constituents and your cohorts?
I absolutely do.
Anyone specifically you want to send a shout out in the community?
Well, you hit almost everybody except for Drew and Margaret.
Well, if you guys want to do some comedy, come on now. Oh, we keep moving, making you laugh. Get up in the raft, I'ma take the paddle, I never tattle. I'm just gonna tell you the truth, that Albuquerque is the place, man. Why I spit in the booth, but when I walk outside, I see the sun come shine. My man Chris Chavis on the motherfucking side. So come on now, yo, I'ma pass it over here. You can pass it over there, let me hear it through my ear. Yeah. And today on Pod People, we feature actor and film guy, Mr. James Blackburn. How you doing today, James?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on the show today.
You're welcome. So you
want? I feel like I should keep rapping because that was so good, man. You're awesome.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's a humbling experience to be around others in the same this room, having sharing that space. So thank you. I appreciate it. Tell us about your. So you worked with on the Lone Ranger movie. What else did you want to touch on in this interview? How can people get a hold of you if they're trying to cast you for a movie or find out more about your
easiest
skills?
Easiest way to find out about me is go directly to my website, jamesblackburn.org.
Okay.
It has all the contact information and pretty much My whole creative life for the last 20 years is included on that website in one way or another. So
that's fantastic. And what else do you do besides act? Just name a few things. I know you do a jack of all trades kind of a mentality.
I'm a musician as well. I spent most of my 20s and to my mid-30s pursuing a musical career. And, you know, had some ups and downs with that as well. And we can all relate to that.
Yes, 100%.
You know, but I still play music because I love it. And I'm glad that you got an awesome guitar player here. He's
Chris Chavez in the house.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Really cool. I'm going to use this guy on one of my films in the future.
It's cool because he's actually sitting here completely naked. So that's what makes this
it's
experience
interesting.
Even
the guitar
more.
Is covering up most of this stuff. I mean, the
that you guys didn't notice.
And the guitar is shaped like a leaf, like a big leaf, too.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty
it's
cool.
It's a very Adam and Eve kind of theme.
Is. It has a legendary bush sticking out over the top of that guitar, though.
Very much. Chris is lovely, and we're happy to have him on the show. But, James, tell us a little bit about the grueling process of working on a movie with, was it Gore Verbinski that was the director of?
Yeah, Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. Tell us about that.
It was great. I can say I spent 7 months on that movie last year in 2012. It was the greatest experience of my life so far. And the reason why I say so far is because every time you get another movie, it sometimes tops the experience.
Right.
Lone Ranger is going to be a little hard to top because, you know, spending 7 months of your life, I traveled to different states with them and different environments. We experienced below freezing temperatures. We experienced over 100 degrees temperatures at different days. And
wow. How many states or places did you shoot in?
Four states. We were Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah.
Did anybody ever get bit by a snake or have any run-ins with nature?
We saw a few run-ins with nature, though.
What an incredible experience. And what's next for you?
This year I worked on The Homesman with Tommy Lee Jones. I was second team for Mr. John Lithgow. And he was an amazing person to get the opportunity to somewhat shadow him.
Big ups, John Lithgow. I love that guy.
And he was amazing. I got to work with him off and on for about 6 weeks and spent some time out of town. The movie put me in a hotel room up in Las Vegas, and we filmed up there for about 6 weeks.
Wow.
It was great.
And so, and you also did a movie, was it the 420 movie?
What's
up with that?
The 420 movie. It's been around for 5 years now, and you can find out more about that at the420movie.net. And that is a website dedicated to that as well. And it's pretty much a stoner classic, I believe. It's 79 minutes of your life you can't get back, so look it up. You can find it on YouTube and through the distributor.
Right, I mean, who hasn't smoked away at least, 90 minutes of their life?
Exactly.
90, 100, 420 minutes. Well, we want to thank James for being on the podcast tonight. He's not going anywhere, and we're going to keep touching base with him. But yet again, tell him where they can find you once again.
JamesBlackburn.org is the best place to find me.
JamesBlackburn.org. That's a great place to go. And again, support your New Mexico actors, people, filmmakers, anyone working behind the scenes and in front of the camera. You're listening to Rips and Raps, Episode 70, Bitcoin, featuring many great people. Sit back. Let the little Vietnamese lady work on your toes. You know what I'm saying? I'm Korean, maybe. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. Maybe that's rude. But you're in a spa. You're relaxing. Just chilling. Kicking back, yo.
Hi, this is Frosty Finn from Finland, representing Viibola Records, and you're tuned in Rips and Raps, a weekly hip hop program with Nick Furious. Keep it locked right here.
Keep it locked right here. Big up Frosty Finn from across the pond, from Finland. He's a friend, we making these tracks, and we lacing the wax with the boom bap hip hop stuff. I ain't full of crap. Garfield, feel the Heathcliff. I need my lasagna. What's up, John? Where's Odie at, man? I need some marijuana I can conjure. What's going on, Chris? Let me hear that. Come on, I sit back while you spit rounds, and you get right back with the it in the cut. Everybody move around, but don't be a big slut. You can put it out there slightly, but you gotta have some decency, some worth of yourself when you be on TV.
Come on, people now, move and shake and groove it. It's the freestyle at the top of the dome, furious in the movement. Check out my group, Bandwidth No Name, bandwithnoname.com. That's double E's and a bandwidth. It's the frequency that I hit you with. It's not just that same old music. It's something that will strangle from every angle. We got a mangle like the Avengers. I'm hitting y'all like the Hulk, so you better be ready to break it down and bolt. So Chris, Chapman, Good Green in the house getting down. What? Show I ever heard on a podcast or the radio. If you like it, man, come get down with us and play. And play. I'm like Child's Play, you could call me Chucky. I'm just screaming, get away from me. I want a clucky clucky like a turkey or some chickens. The other day I actually had the privilege of killing the turkey for real and taking part in the process of killing the bird that I'm gonna eat for Thanksgiving. But we're so disconnected from what we're living. Man, we go and buy it from the store, and who knows what this being has been through to get up in your throat. Man, everything takes on the karma of the life that it's led and the life that it's bred. So if you eat death and if you eat suffering, what will tell about you and what you're thinking? Meditation ain't right. Nah, come on now, take a left and take a right. Yo, Chris, I'm passing it back so you can shine like a light. La, la, la. Yeah. Phone, strategy music, big ups Joseph General, got a track from him coming up, don't go nowhere. Capacitor and 99.91 gigawatts of electricity, gigabytes, gigabytes. I got that hilowatt with kilowatts when I kill you.
Now, it's rip, exclusive.
That's right. This week on the program, we have one of my oldest, dearest friends, Joseph General, who makes some amazing music. For his first record, which was titled Own Reality, he was nominated for 3 New Mexico Music Awards. This guy's got it down for, you know, world beat, hip-hop and electronic stuff. Tonight we're going to feature a song of his called Every Day. Make sure you check out the Joseph General Band Friday, November 29th in Albuquerque at the Launch Pad, sharing the stage with the Blue Hornets and the Albuquerque Sound System. Once again, josephgeneral.com. Peep this track, Every Day.
Daily, I've been walking on a spiritual journey, seeking the aid and the comfort from Holly Slush. Using the medic, the humble outcast, thanks for the sinning, planted the seed by the handful. Lift me up and keep the blessings flowing. Love, it rains down and keep our heart muscle glowing. Peace and respect is what my budget keeps showing. Survival, positive to a world that keeps growing. Rasta, bless our life with the queen of our heart. Tomorrow I got our life since the day it's in store. Highly I keep the queen sweet like the sound of the heart. Celeste, bless the earth, that's the sword of the top pick of the city, because it's meditation time. Got to keep the words flowing as I ride this rhyme. Praise up the infinite powers of the divine.
Every day is a journey, every day we keep learning, got to give thanks for the fire is burning,
broken, only strengthen through lessons and reason. The love of Jah must keep us open to his mystic guidance and teachings. Glowing us is the Father, wonderful is the Mother, giving thanks for the harmony together, cause in this unit is where we prosper. Blessings from Jah, Jah forever. Raise up the last of our creator. Glowing us is the Father, wonderful is the Mother, giving thanks for the harmony together, cause in this union is where we prosper. Blessings from the Most High Creator.
Every day is a journey, every day we keep learning. Got to give thanks for the fire.
Episode 70, Chris Chavez on the mic. Let's hear this, baby. Oh, he's going to open his beer first. I like that. That adds real pepper to the salad. What do you guys think?
I loved it.
I loved it.
Loved it.
We're almost there.
Awesome sound effects.
I love you guys.
Don't mess with these weed eaters, cause we smoke pita bread with pita from the Hunger Games. In fact, for the riff-raff, for the riff-raff, yeah, it's the rips and raps, it's the rips and raps.
show. It's the Whistling and Rap Show. It's episode 71. 71. 71. America's first improvisational podcast. It's like hanging out smoking weed with your buddies.
Lover, please, please come back.
Come on.
Don't take a train coming down the track.
No, no.
Don't, please, don't leave me.
Okay.
Don't leave me in misery.
Well, we are officially at the halftime point of the show, all guests included. How's everybody feeling so far?
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Did we? And then if you want to get on some comedy, we want to hear you. We want to hear all local comics.
Yes.
Announce yourself in the back there.
I'm Margaret.
The Snorkelstein?
Yeah.
The Snorkelstein's here. I know you've done our good friend Ben and Mary's show on the Our Community Project, so big ups to them. But you're here now, so when we get into some comedy, you ladies just, and you know you're hilarious. I know. Was I yelling during your set at the thing? I'm sorry about that again. That was so rude. He's like, go get Kevin. I'm like, I'm too late. Kevin! Anyway, no, we're so glad to have you both. Have you guys performed? Do you guys perform as a team at all? Is it like that was pretty cool. Have you thought about maybe writing some like witty banter back and forth?
I did, but I didn't even tell Margaret about it. I wanted to. I just thought we should always do banter, so I didn't
right.
realize we should write it down.
You got to write every or you know record it. You know somehow make a record of it. Great job, Chris Chavez, on the guitar during that set. Wonderful job. James Blackburn for being here. Great interview with him. He's still here. Say what up, James.
Hey, everybody. I'm still back here.
You've got more quips and stories to tell us about. But again, so we're talking about Captain Crunch, okay? Now, was it always Captain Crunch for you, or was there a point in your life, like with Mountain Dew or Dr. Pepper with me, it was either I don't like you or I do like you, and I'll never have the other one again?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't get introduced to Captain Crunch until, like, way late in the cereal game.
That's not cool.
I know.
Your parents cereal killers?
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, what
yeah,
is it?
High five.
There it is. They were just cereal deniers.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they like, did they want to feed you good food? Is that why? Are they trying to like not give you sugar and crap? Or?
It was like half and half. I mean, we had like Lucky Charms and stuff, but it was
those are just as bad.
You could make a case that Lucky Charms are okay.
They're magically delicious. Come on.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have a favorite cereal of breakfast?
You know what? And I'm going to have to say this is the best cereal, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Frosted, that was your second.
My second.
Whoa, that's the popular one. All right, Snorkels. If anybody picks like Kashi brand cereal, you're getting the fuck out of my house right now. James, breakfast cereal?
I just remembered my favorite breakfast cereal.
Yes.
It's called, there used to be commercials for it. They'd say, sit on down and start your morning off right with a bowl of Dingleberry Delight.
Ooh, Dingleberry.
Dingleberry Delight, my favorite cereal ever.
Mm, those are shitty, but I like them too.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
What about Dracula?
Count Chocula's are... Those are alright. But they lost... A lot of cereal lost its luster because it's all the same four ingredients, and corn of which being most of everything in cereal.
Mm-hmm.
It sweetens it, it makes it tangible, and it probably gives us cancer. But I'm going to go... Because I'm going to go with Cocoa Puffs. Or Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh.
Or, no, actually, Cocoa Puffs. I like the Puffs. I like the big, round Cocoa Balls. I love big, round black balls, people.
You ever had the Reese's Puffs?
No, I never had the Reese's. That sounds great.
It was awesome.
You know, I just like chocolate. What about, like, the chocolate... What was it, Chocolate Chip or the...
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp. Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for some comedy. All right, welcome to the Rips and Raps Comedy Club, everybody. Yes, welcome, welcome. Oh, you're in for such a treat tonight. We might even be splitting time between two talented up-and-coming Albuquerque artists. I don't know, Snorkels is over there going, I am not going to do it, I refuse. But right now I want to introduce the lady of the hour, Miss Sarah Kennedy, everybody. Please put your hands together, come on now.
Woo! Aw, you guys, that's so nice. Very nice.
You're nice.
So, hey, thank you so much for inviting me to this comedy club. It's so beautiful. It's the only comedy club we have here in Albuquerque, so
yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Exactly.
Thank you for that. It's weird being a comedian in Albuquerque because sometimes you get asked to do things that are like comedy, but they're not entirely comedy. Like
porn?
I... Huh? No, interestingly enough. No, not interestingly enough, thankfully. No heckling. I am. Okay, you can heckle. Anyway, I got asked to introduce this lady event. I had a lot of important ladies from town there, and they had brought in a congresswoman. Her name is Donna Edwards into town to talk. And actually, Donna Edwards is, I don't know, Chris, have you ever heard of Donna Edwards?
No, I never.
Okay, well, let me tell you. She's the head of the Women's Caucus.
Oh.
Yeah, or what I like to call the Strap-On Caucus. Or the Absolutely No Caucus.
Oh.
The Women's. Women. That's a stupid joke. So sometimes when there's that kind of hosting stuff, I hosted a barbershop quartet concert one time. That was in a very beautiful Methodist church downtown. It was awesome. But even though the church was so beautiful and they had decorated it so nicely, the first thing I noticed when I walked in was there was this giant, I mean, just like a heart defibrillator, like right on the wall. Which it's like,
yeah.
How old is your congregation? How bad is their cholesterol? And really, how low are your faith levels that you've got to have this thing just right there on the wall, like, oh God, oh no, no, no miracles here today, clear. Alright, I guess science saved you today. If everybody would just open up their hymnals, we'll get on.
Their hymnals.
Oh, golly. I actually get to perform comedy at my high school reunion, which I'm pretty excited about.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a friend who dated a teacher in high school so she could get a better grade in the class. And it turns out the teacher would give you an A as long as he was also able to give you the D.
Oh. That's
it. It is sad because it's only a B minus when you average it out. That's not worth it at all. All right. That's it for me. I'm Sarah Kennedy.
That's
Thank
it.
You guys.
Sarah Kennedy, everybody. Give it up.
That was pretty well planned. It's like you knew that it was your time.
I know. I got the light in the back. I got it.
You better save some. I got more jokes coming out of you later. Ugh, rips and raps, man. It gets that sticky taste in the back of your throat. High five on that shit. Where are you performing next, Sarah Kennedy?
I will be performing at Blackbird next Tuesday.
Blackbird, downtown Albuquerque, next Tuesday. What about what time?
We'll start it right after Geek to Drink. It's the open mic I do every other week.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Every other week at Blackbird.
Yeah, the second and fourth weeks of the month I'm at Blackbird.
Comedy, what's it called? Just a comedy?
Yeah, we call it Try Verse Try open mic, so I could use like a spy verse spy kind of
image.
But, yes.
And is it free or is there a cover?
Oh, it's absolutely free, and actually we're really open to any sort of open mic, so if people want to come do poetry or readings or anything like that, we're totally cool with that.
Do they need to contact you ahead of time or just kind of show up and say, I'm interested in jumping in?
Yeah, we have a sign-up sheet. Come and sign up.
Right, so that's each and every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at Blackbird.
Uh-huh.
All right. Cool. And where can they catch you if they want to find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I do. It's sarahkcomedy.com, and I'm also Sarah K on Twitter, but it's spelled
B-E-R-A-K. You're making it difficult for people.
I know.
Is there a reason you do that, or is it because your name wasn't available?
I was a really early adopter of Twitter, and even before people used the regular name, and it was just stupid.
I'm so glad when people adopt, it's great that you're giving someone, you know, a chance. You're helping a child grow.
Uh-huh.
Or the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Her name is Sarah Kennedy. You cannot not check her out. She's also at the Box frequently. This is something that you're invested in. So tell people about the Box. And
so I perform at the Box on the first and third Saturdays. I know this is ridiculous.
No, it's good. You can catch you a lot, which
is
good.
Yeah. There's always places to come and see jokes and be with jokes. But first and third Saturdays. And lately we've been doing a lot of shows. We have comedians perform jokes. And then we have improvisers create improvised scenes based off of their jokes. So it's a really funny, awesome, long, like an hour-long show.
That's so awesome, though. You got to give it up. I like that you guys are doing more than just straight, you know, stand-up. So big ups to Sarah Kennedy. Check her out. And maybe we'll get Von Schnorkelstein up here. You feeling like joking? All right. You think about it. You got a little bit more time. And when we get to the end of the show, we'll let you know. Welcome to Bitcoin, welcome to the second half. Rips and raps flavor. Have my friend Sarah Kennedy get up in your major. It was the perfect adolescent humor. When I hit you with that idiosyncrasy from my shit bullshit, I spit it out my mouth. Click, I'm like a 4-year-old child still trying to find my manhood. What's going on though? It don't matter. As long as you're at your best every day, you're living that creativity and don't let it stress. That's what I love about these people. They're coming from the heart and the soul, and they ain't trying to be fake. Everybody is who they are though. That's what I love about New Mexico artists, yo. We all gotta get together and do the shit that's hardest, yo. Usually I got rappers up in the studio, but tonight it's just me getting down on the mic and these wonderfully talented people making us laugh and making us see film cinematography. It's a mise-en-scene. What's put in the scene says something. Chris Chavis, tell me something. Yo, Chris is sitting naked on a chair, not even in underwear. No, he's butt naked, completely nude. And I don't see your other hand. Where is it? Energy, come on now. Nothing makes me laugh more than something that is just simple and plain and straight raw, like some Chris Farley banging his head into a wall. One of my favorite movies ever is Tommy Boy, but even the component where his dad dies during the middle of that song. Here, Penny, for your thoughts, bitches. All right. So the Starship Enterprise has just landed on the planet of Ovarian. First officer, what's our plan now that we're here?
Yes, we should probably search the area and make sure there's no vermin that could eat our faces.
Information specialist, what do you think?
I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think that there are tons of vermin out there, and we need to just eradicate them.
All right, we'll pull the Republican.
Ensign Chavez, first Hispanic in space. Congratulations.
What if we mate with them?
But they're men. I don't... Oh. How does that work? Well, as your captain, I need to take a shit.
System activated.
All right, you guys want to get in? Go ahead and just get in the beam. Let's just get out of here. We'll beam you two up first.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay.
That's weird, dude. I mean, like...
Your turn.
Hold on.
My turn. Even in space, this isn't funny. Rips and Raps, episode 71, Bitcoin. Tippy. All right, we're talking with the boys from Strategy Music on the line. What's going on, guys?
Yo,
it's so hype. We're so happy to have you on the program. Would you tell us a little bit about yourselves and where you're from? You're from Little Rock, but give us some musical background, would you?
Well, all right. My name is Joe. I'm the producer and artist from Strategy Music. You know, At the young age, we all had some music in us, you know. It's not just something that we chose to do. It was just, you know, the passion, the passion we have for music. And, you know, in our backgrounds, we always had something to do with music, like, you know, from instruments, from, we had some singers in our family and everything. So, you know, it was always in us. And, you know, we come from Little Rock, where the music scene is not really popping a lot. There's not too many artists that are doing what we do, because we bring something different to the game, you know. And it's just something that really, really, really helps us in the music scene about being different.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I know you folks are available to tweet at twitter.com/strategymusic. I have one of your songs playing in the background right now. One thing I noticed from the two tracks that I got from Dominic, you guys are heavily influenced on a lot of piano or keyboard sounds, like those beautiful tones. Is that, as the producer, Joe, is this something that you play yourself? A lot of this sounds like you played it.
Yes, yes. I love the piano. Because the piano, I really love it, because I feel like it brings this feeling into me when I'm playing the keys. Everything was self-taught. So, you know, when I play the keys and everything, it just brings this soul for me, and like it gives me that vibe that I need. Like, if I have the different, like a synth or something in the beat, I always start it off with a piano, because because I feel like that's the only way I could, that's the only way I can express myself through the keys and everything.
All right, well, so you guys got big things planned up for this year. Tell people where they can go. We got a website. We want to send our listeners to your pages to support you. Go to YouTube, check out Strategy Music. And again, anywhere they can catch you on a website or anything, my friend.
We got a couple YouTube pages. So we got mine, Joe, at youtube.com/zskills. That's zskills. And then we got youtube.com/superblazy.
youtube.com/strategymusic is what you said, correct?
Yes, that's the labels. Because, we're a label. We're all, under something we build.
We all make music.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So this new album, Dream, that's just dropping, who's that feature? Is it everyone? Is it like a compilation? How does that work out?
The Dream EP, that was everybody. That's everybody coming together, from us getting together in the producing, because we have another guy named Blaze. He's self-taught himself too. So, We help each other on the lyrics. It's just a team, and we bring that good music into this industry.
Teamwork is definitely a good thing. I know that you guys feel blessed that you found music. I know for everybody involved in music, when they find something that's that's an anchor, it's good. So we want to send a shout out and a spotlight onto this artist, right? These artists, of course, Strategy Music. Check them out at twitter.com/strategymusic. And what do you guys got? Before I let you go, what's your next big thing? What's the next big thing on the horizon for you guys?
Well, the next big thing, we're going to keep on working on this music, and we're independent. So hopefully you guys, we get some more feedback and we get more people, because we got beats. Hopefully, if anybody's listening, we got beats, we got bangers. Whoever wants some hits, hit us up.
We're also trying to make a show down in Spring. The whole team is trying to make a show here. We're going to start off in Little Rock. We're trying to spread. We're trying to get more fans so we can spread. That's what we're trying to do right now.
Well, we got nothing but love. Once again, check out Strategy Music out of Little Rock, Arkansas. You're listening to Rips and Raps. I'm Nick Furious. Gentlemen, thanks so much for calling in and being a part of the show. You got it. I'll tag you on Facebook, baby. I'll talk with y'all soon. Good luck. Come on now, yo, do, yo, come on now, let's talk about it, okay, so what's your irrational fear, is it sharks or deep water, or are you afraid of fire, maybe your friend's daughter, I don't know man, what makes you scared at night, yo, Sarah Kennedy, what makes you afraid, what you got going on?
I am really afraid of heights.
Yo, she's afraid of heights, won't go past the third floor, no way, no out of sight, why though, could you be on a bridge, or would you, not make it?
I would probably stay away from the bridge.
She would stay away from the bridge. She would avoid it. Okay, I got you. I'm moving on to not be annoying. So yo, my man James, what about you? You got any irrational fears with yourself, dude?
I'd say the number one thing that freaks me out, spiders.
Ooh. Yeah. You don't like
creepy crawlies like that,
You don't like that arachnophobia, Jeff Daniels or whatever. Yo, it's the itsy bitsy spider crawled up and down the spout. Watch out for the black widows, cause she'll sting ya, eat you like a wolf, lone ranger spider, and put you in a spin of yarn. That's scary, I don't like spiders either. Yo, Chris Chavez, what about you? You got something that makes you scared at night and makes you fall into your stew? I don't know what that means.
The devil, man.
The devil? Oh, you're gonna go straight El Diablo, the devil, man. Lucifer himself, the six layers of Dante's Inferno off the shelf. Man, that's crazy. I got this allegory from Algeria. I'm from here to Algiers. I'm getting kind of leery. So the devil's scary to me too, man. But I don't believe in exorcisms. I don't even believe in exercising after eating dinner. I'm joking around, yo. That's my shtick. So I'm moving on to snorkel steam. What about this chick? She don't like ketchup. Why? You don't like being behind? I'm joking, but she don't like mustard either. She's afraid of condiments, but you know what they say? Practice safe eating and always use a condiment. You know what I meant? When you be eating, man, you gotta make the dollars and cents. And for me, I'm gonna be honest, it's being straight in the ocean with my legs in a deep abyss. I'm like scared, what if my plane crashed and I was there alone and sharks were brushing up against my shin bone? It would freak me out, man. I'd probably shoot myself in the face if I had a flare gun and go up in flames. I couldn't do that castaway shit, I'm not Tom Hanks, but I got this dank so I can smoke it while I walk the spider's plank in the pirate bank. Yeah, that's scary. Alright, but it's just irrational fears because I live in the desert, right? So if there was one thing that scares me more than the government putting control over people, it's letting them do it and giving it to them without even making it a fight. So if you believe in your rights, make sure you put your fucking mouth where your money is and vote. Did anybody vote yesterday? I voted. Everybody? I voted myself, and I'm happy to say that it was a... Look, I'm all about people making their own choices and not having government telling you or me or someone else how they need to do that, how they need to take that on. So I'm glad people got involved. It's good stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, anyway, I'm rambling, irrational fears. I don't like watching Rambo movies after eating bunny ears or bunny paws. Yo, I pause and I come for the cause. Smoke the chronic up like a chronic blasé, blasé. From here to New York, back with a strong J. Yo, the 808 bass kicking up in your face. Ho, ho, Nick Fury is fan with no-name representative from Albuquerque. I'm not a jerk, but I got these dope people on my show tonight. Thank you so much. We ain't quite done yet, but you've done me a service. No disservice, and it's so worth it. Nothing worthless on this shit. Keep the epidemic rising like the Walking Dead. You can call me Rick. I've made sacrifices and left people like Carol in the dust, cause she killed some motherfuckers trying to take the snippet in the bud bullshit. Gotta have a conversation, lady man. You live in a community full of people trying to keep their own humanity. I'm just Tom Hannity, and I'm Puffy Combs and Combs and Hannity, mixed with a little white bread Sean Jay-Z Manity. You know Jay-Z be managing athletes now? Like, what the fuck's up with that, man? This episode is really about Bitcoin because putting faith in fake things is the life we live, right? What about a happy thought? Something that makes you happy.
I almost said money. That's like the worst thing I could possibly say. Yeah, somebody on the spot, and I was like, money!
Nice. Someone giving you something, let's say.
A gift.
What about you, James?
I love the outdoors, man. Being out in the mountains and wide open spaces.
It is beautiful. And remember to take part in it, because it may not be there forever. What about you?
Money.
Money. You got a favorite thing? Being put on the spot. Nice. Now that was funny. Yo, don't need no money. El Diablo and 626420. Six devil, double sixes, devil. Come on, people, I'm the judge's devil advocate. Al Pacino, give me a cappuccino with the Wu-Tang Clan. For real though, I'm the play the Kino on the streets, corners. It doesn't make sense, but freestyle like ripping on the coral reef above Australia. Not Australia, but this Australia, cause it's behind like a big beehive, I sting ya. Middle finger, Chris Chavez, yo, you got something to play? Cause I'ma step away and let you do your magic all day. Got a friend's that jump across the pond. Welcome to Hogwarts. I got warts in my Schwartz gym. Motherfuckers know I'm Alakazam Kazimia. That's right, use the Schwartz. Fucking young Jedi Skywalker Jewish version. Yeah, I'm loving that shit, man. I'm all fucking playing the aversion. Why? Cause I love that blazing saddles type shit, man. I blaze it with that motherfucking old school shit. You can't mess around with history of the world, Mel Brooks. stand-up philosopher, I coalesce the vapor of the human experience into a viable yet logical comprehension. So I'm a bullshit artist. All right, guys, we made the end of the show. Give it up for yourselves for sitting through.
Thank you, Nick.
What amazing. Thank you, Chris Chavez. Thank you, Sarah Kennedy. Thank you, James Blackburn. Thank you, Margaret Van Schnorkelsteins. And I didn't catch your name. Drew? All right, Drew is in the house, too, y'all. I'm Nick Furious. One word to sum up. I'm going to start this way. I'll start myself. One word to sum up tonight's show. I'm going to say radical.
Tubular.
James?
Awesome.
Chris?
Move.
Sarah Kennedy?
Amazing.
Oh, that's two syllables. I'm like, amazing. Episode 71 is going to end with a bang, but, you know, hey, if anyone has anything coming up again, please come up to the mic and let us know upcoming projects. For my band, Band With No Name, will be at Ned's on November 30th, alongside DJ Buddha Funk and then the Superhumans, which is Epic and myself doing some hip-hop in there. Come check it out. It's free. It's all night long, November 30th. After your holiday dinner, your Thanksgiving, get up off your ass, get up off the couch, and come out and check out some music. It's free at Ned's. Please, goddammit, let's go, please. Sarah, you said, well, you've got all your Mondays, and you got your seconds, and your firsts, and your thirds, but what else? Do you have anything special, specific coming up?
Yeah, I'm doing my high school reunion on the 29th.
You said that already? Give it up for high school reunions. How many years past are you?
Oh, 10.
Wow, I'm older than that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, where did you graduate?
Cibola.
Give it up to Cibola, home of the Bears, right?
Cougars.
I'm just kidding.
Cougars.
Give it up to the home of the Chief Knuckles. Anyway, Chris, what about you, man? Anything coming up for Good Green?
No, I don't know for Good Green.
Well, you know you're playing December 14th, right?
December 14th, yeah, that's right. That's the next one.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
At the Chill Factory.
Yeah.
With Band With No Name, Just Lazarus, Stem Ivory, American Slang, Batwings for Lab Rats, and someone else, Element 37. So don't miss that one. What else? That's it?
Saturday night at Shade Tree Customs, there's going to be a blues band that I play in.
Nice.
We've been cues of the blues, so come watch us.
Cool. Let's shout out Shade Tree Customs. Big up to Waldo and the Bunch, right there on Central by the Guild. Come get your fix of good food, cheap beer, good people, and a nice festive environment with motorcycles and, you know, whatever. It's great. Great stuff. Give it up. Shade Tree Customs. James, what else you got coming up, my friend?
Well, as you're aware, actors are always auditioning. I have several auditions I've just done and several lined up. I auditioned yesterday for a movie shooting in southern Thailand for 5 weeks.
Wow.
Great to get a part like that, man.
Well,
that'd be awesome.
You know, and might I say, break a leg and spine or whatever, like the majority of given luck would be.
Well, thank
break
you.
The whole
that.
Thing. Good luck with those. And you'll have to keep us informed. Now that you've been on the show, all of you are welcome to send me updates. Record it on your phone as an audio. Email me something. No, I got this going on. I'll put it in the show. I'm happy to do commercials and little plugs for everybody. Schnorkelstein, what about you? You got anything coming up?
Saturday at Blackbird.
Well, they don't even know that you're funny. Why don't you just tell them, like, one funny thing? Because I know you have so many funny things to say. Yeah, it's good comedy right there. If it'll help, I'll hold you close and look deep into your eyes while you tell the joke.
No, it's okay.
thank you for that.
I've recently been doing a lot of homework and not as much comedy. And so I was struggling with some math homework the other day. And I decided that the best thing to do would be to get really high so that maybe I would understand the numbers more.
Oh, you.
And all of my roommates went out to have fun without me. And all they get is a message from me that's like, you guys, I shouldn't have gotten high before I learned math. Now I understand everything, and I don't know how to write any of it down.
Right?
Like, I was just, I understood, right? I knew what was happening, but I didn't know how to convey it on paper.
And math's tough enough, right?
Yeah, math's hard enough, and then you, like, brain into it, and it just...
So what happened to the homework? Did you get it done?
A little bit. Like, I wrote down what I could, and it made sense to me at the time. And then he didn't even collect the homework, so it really didn't matter.
Now isn't that ironic, don't you think? Well, you know what? Maybe you'll come back and prepare some more stuff. I want to continue to invite out all the comics in town And I know there's so many I didn't mention, but, you know, I love you guys all for being a part of what I've done here, and we love to cross-promote. So please feel free to come by, be on the show, and pump the volume, you know, pump up what you're doing. Same thing to my film people, same thing to my music people. That's what the show's about. Latin, you know, well, whatever, nonsense, nothing at all, really. So now we're at that weird, awkward stage where the music's just going to sort of play while I talk and everybody stares at me. Is this over yet? No, guys. Ooh. It's not over yet. Have a sweet tart. Or a sweet, funky tart. We actually have one more song to play you here in a couple minutes by Joseph General. You heard a song from him earlier. Check out the Joseph General Band. They're going to be at the Launchpad coming up soon. All information previous in the episode. So make sure you go out, support your local musicians, comics, actors, you know, street performers, strippers even, because they got to pay bills too, right? I mean, I often wonder, you know, like, I often wonder how, you know, strippers pay the bills in a bad economy, but then I remember that if there's things that people, there's a few things people don't stop doing even in tough times, it's drinking, drugging, and sexual activities, you know? They never stop that. There's always going to be a call for, even though that's sad, isn't it? It makes us sort of shallow. Chris, what do you think about that? Come on, Chris. Help me out, bro. All right, guys. You've been listening to Rips and Raps, episode 70. I'm your host, Nick Furious. Vibe out with the music. Keep tuned for Joseph General, and we'll see you next week. You guys all say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you next week on Sesame Street. Hey. It's Nick Furious. I'm back. You know, I got rid of my guests, and I just wanted to get them out of here so that I could brag about how awesome they all were. They're fucking awesome, man. Seriously. Those people amazed me. I was all intimidated. And I had to fart the whole time that I was in the studio, right? Like, the entire time I had, like, a bubble on the verge of my rectum. And it's scary because earlier today, I forced it a little and, you know what happens sometimes when you force it a little. So I was really nervous in front of these really cool people. And I was really scared that if I had to fart and if I tried hard enough, it just might, and I'd be stuck with dirty drawers. On that note, make sure you go and check out the new video for Band With No Name called Crossfire. This is a serious thing here I'm talking about. Band With No Name, Crossfire on YouTube. Dopest video. Big ups Rob Nakai. Big ups Vinny's Barbershop and all the players and cameo appearances. Big things happening in December. Again, December 14th at the Chill Factory. It's going to be a bunch of dope bands, 7 to be exact, and it's running from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m., so come by. Also, December 27th at Low Spirits, Concepto Tambor, Reviva, Element 37, and Bandwidth No Name. That's right. The between Christmas and New Year's takeover party happens at Low Spirits on December 27th. And then we're just going to go into hiding, bro. That's it. I'm just going to leave. And now I'm just not going to play music or a show for like 8 months. We'll come back and say I had some like devil baby child and I had to like deal with it or something. Like straight up like the devil bore a child through my soul. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm back on the grind and shit, baby, you know. But until that time, no music for me. I'm taking a hiatus, okay? All right? Great. So, like I said before, we have this another great song from Joseph General coming up here. It's called Headstrong, and all the stuff that this guy makes is original. I want to send a shout out to him for sending in the music. Again, I want to thank each and every one of my guests one more time. Sarah Kennedy for her funniness and wit and awesome charm. Of course, I also want to thank Chris Chavez of Good Green for his handsome good looks, his boyish charm, and his immense guitar skills. James Blackburn, I want to thank you for your beard, for your great stories, and for the fact that you're probably the most famous person I've ever hung out with in a room based on your experiences. Big ups. Margaret von Schnorkelstein in the mix. Glad she was here. You know what? And big ups to our callers, Strategy Music. Once again, big ups to Strategy Music out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks so much for being a part of the show as well. You guys are awesome. Continued success. Want to thank you all for coming. Check out Joseph General. That's right, Headstrong. See you next week on Rips and Raps. Yeah.
See a lot of this Babylon system got us hypnotized. They keep blinding our eyes to the simple truth, poison in the air and telling lies to the youth. Who they get dude, pushing up hard and rude, still coming with the bullshit attitude. They telling we what to do, telling us to receive. But when it comes to morality, they're evil and cruel. See, Jamaica's all headstrong, to live upright, peaceful, no fight, all day and night, to raise up his infinite wisdom and the glorious might. Ooh, ah, to keep our heads strong, to live upright again. Yeah, yeah, to live a conscious life is such a blessing. Ooh, ah, yeah, don't want no war, no fight, no person. Yeah, yeah, speak the truth in life, don't bother with no fuss.
www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks.